Algoma University student Cole Della Savia has many memories of spotting bears as a young kid growing up in the north end of Sault Ste. Marie. Now 20 and in his third year studying computer science, Della Savia is hoping to provide Saltites with an innovative way to keep track of the furry creatures. When I was little, I'd be in the sandbox in my backyard and bears would come and my parents would say, "Get inside." I never thought I'd end up developing a bear app, he laughed. It's funny how coincidental that was. Using Google Maps software, he recently completed his work on a website called Sault Ste. Marie Bears, an application which allows users to pinpoint the exact location they spot a bear in town. Available on mobile and desktop devices, residents can check the online map for bear icons that indicate where and what time a bear was spotted. If anyone has any trouble, there are also instructions on the homepage that walk you through how to upload a sighting, he says. You don't need an account or an email, it can be anonymously posted. The St. Mary's College graduate began working on the website this past summer to help keep the community safer while bettering his odds at securing a summer internship. While only family and friends have been using the website so far, he's hoping it becomes an application that locals use daily. I've always liked creating, and I thought it would be a good portfolio piece when I want to try and get internships in the summer, he says. This is a personal project and not through school. I didn't actually realize how much people talk about and see these bears until I got more involved. But there's so many bears around here. I went down the Hub Trail the other day, and there was a bear right there. Seemingly now more than ever, local bear sightings have been popping up all over social media as the public works to keep their neighbors and fellow citizens aware of the animal's location. Local animal lover Amanda Artuso created a Facebook page last summer when she sensed there was a demand for tracking the creatures across town. That group has since grown to more than 4,400 members. Then in July, residents learned of the upsetting news that a bear cub had been struck and killed by a vehicle on Lake Street. The mother, pictured dragging her cub's lifeless body from the road, made its rounds in Artuso's group and other social media outlets. Currently working part-time in the IT department with the Huron Superior Catholic District School Board, Della Savia says his website doesn't require a social media account for users to access bear sightings like other pages in the Sioux. He's hoping that will help him tap into an even larger group of users. I'm thinking of making the website into an app format too, he says. I would also like to add a feature that allows for picture uploads, and maybe put some educational stuff on the site as well. Della Savia's love for technology runs in the family as both of his older brothers work in the industry. One graduated from Western in software engineering, and the other graduated from Algoma in computer science last year. It's nice to have my family around to help me, he says. They've been giving me tips on how to protect the website and whatnot. While the bears will be going into hibernation over the next several weeks, the third-year student is hoping for a strong finish in user activity to cap off the season. It'd be nice to see people other than family and friends posting the bears, he laughed. Readers can upload a bear sighting or track their movement by clicking here.